The thoughts, views, and opinions of this show are solely that of the host, unless stated otherwise, and should not be taken seriously by anyone. If for some reason you find yourself offended or triggered by this content, feel free to swiftly disengage from the views expressed by me. Honestly, if you're upset, I don't care. Again, viewer discretion is advised. Thank you, and let's start the show. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Excuse me, I got stuff all in front of my computer. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Anthony Guess's The Be Mic Podcast, episode number 30? 30? Are we at 30? Are we dirty 30? Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh my God. I've tied, I think, the most podcast episodes I've ever done on a show. So a round of applause for myself for hitting 30. And for whoever has been listening for all 30 episodes, round of applause for you. It's going to be a lot of round of applause today. It's just one of those days. I have no topic, so we're just going to clap. Clap 90% of the podcast. So get ready. 30 episodes. Oh God. The last show that I did 30 episodes of a podcast was the Anything Podcast with the and it was good run. That was a really, really good run. I think probably like the most fun, or not the most fun, because obviously I have my show, but it was definitely top 3 podcasts that I've ever done. How many podcasts have I done? I'm obviously in a silly mood. Like I said, I have no jokes, and I don't even know why I'm recording today. It's Saturday. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just have like a problem where I'm like, you know what? Today's the day. Okay? Today is the day that I wake up and I podcast. Okay? We're doing it, guys. We're doing it. Yeah. Even though I'm exhausted, I feel like fucking American Dragon, Jake Long. I'm just fucking dragging over here. I'm so tired. I don't know what's wrong. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I need some sleeps in my life, man. I need all the sleep that a man can get. Ow, or hot coffee. Not the San Andreas kind. Jesus Christ, that burned my fucking tongue. Jesus. Fucking motherfuck. Welcome to Anthony Guess's Be Mic Podcast, episode 30. We're all over the place already. I love it. But, so the Anything Podcast was really great. Go and check that out. Round of applause for the ABP, or the ABP, the AP. I'm sounding like the JBP. But it was super great. It's all the episodes are still up. I haven't gone and deleted everything. I don't even think I can still sign into the Anything Podcast account, to be honest. I don't remember the information. But all those episodes are always available. The Anything Podcast, it's on all the platforms. And there are 30 of them. And it was really fun. It was really great. So again, round of applause for that. But now we're here. That was in 2016 or 17. And now, 6 years later, we're back, baby. 30 episodes into Anthony Guess's The Be Mic Podcast, where we actually still talk about anything. What's going on? It doesn't change. Nothing changes. We all stay the same in our ways, and we're stuck We're just stuck. We can't get out of our ways. Get out of your ways. Get out of your ways. Can I be vulnerable? It's episode 30. Anthony Gaston's The Be Mike Podcast. Told you, he's a round of applause. Oh my God. Can I be vulnerable? So last night I cried. Ooh. I cried for about 15 minutes. I saw some videos that were sent to me at one time by a special someone that apparently I'm still in love with. And I can't get you out of my head. Get out of my head. Like, I don't know why this motherfucker won't get out of my head like a goddamn parasite. You freaking siren, get out of my head! Golly!
What's happening to me?
Hey, Dexter! You down here! Surprise! Now unzip your head.
Huh?
Unzip your head, you know, like this. Pretty gross, huh, kids?
Don't do that!
Don't do what?
Stop unzipping my head!
That's how I failed. Get out of my head! God! What did I do to deserve this, man? Like, God! I was thinking yesterday, I had a thought, right? Like, there's this song by Sir called John Redcorn. I would highly recommend listening to that if you're brokenhearted, where he basically kind of talks about, like, deserving the pain and the heartbreak and all the stuff that the girl causes on you, right? And it's just like, hey, you know, maybe I did deserve this. Like, maybe I was a dick to somebody, and then now I got, like, you know, the right one, but then I get, you know, it all flips on me, and it's not the right one, but it feels like it. But yeah, maybe I deserve all the pain and the heartache. Jesus, I'm being vulnerable today. It's episode 30, so here's more vulnerability. I was in a relationship once with a woman. I'm not gonna say her name. If I did, I would just bleep it. But man, it was around the time where my brother passed away.
Ooh.
And basically when he passed away, like, I broke up with her because I felt like I could not be in a relationship at that time. Like, I'm like, hey, I can't do this. It's hurting too much for me to care about you right now when I'm thinking about, like, my brother and stuff. So so I broke up with her, you know, and I think I really, like, broke her heart, kind of, you know, at that time. I'm not trying to say that I did. Like, I don't want to be like selfish and act like I have that much power over somebody's feelings and their emotions and stuff. Because, you know, we're all our own person, and, you know, we feel the way that we feel. And even though outside forces can sometimes affect how we feel, does it really matter? Like, those outside forces and stuff, you know? Or is it just, like, internally, like, how we process it? And that's all that really matters. But, I say all that to say, you know, I feel like I really might have broken her heart at that time. And because of that, like, all of my relationships following that, has ended up in me being the one that's heartbroken. Ooh. So I'm very curious, like, am I being punished Or is this the consequence for me breaking up a relationship one time? Well, not the one time in my life. I've had a couple times where I've had to end some things, okay? Sometimes you gotta let them go, okay? You gotta let them go. Do your own thing. Live. Go live. Go live. Be you. You're a butterfly. A beautiful flower. Go blossom without me. And I'll observe the fields of your bloom from a distance. I ain't gonna water you or nothing. I'm just gonna watch you. I'm just gonna. So that happened, and I'm wondering now, like, am I John Redcorn, bro? Like. I feel like John Redcorn, man. I do. And if you don't know who John Redcorn is, and you haven't watched King of the Hill, obviously you were born after the year 2005. Okay? Be born in the 90s. It's not my fault. You're a fucking Gen whatever, Z or whatever the fuck. It's not my fault. Jesus. Be born in the 90s and watch King of the Hill or go to Hulu. They got every episode of the fucking King of the Hill on Hulu. And go watch John Redcorn, okay? And watch his struggles, man. He's just a cool, chill Indian dude. Or Native American, let me say. Really cool Native guy. He just be chilling, doing his thing, you know, living his life. But he's sleeping with a married woman, you know, behind Dale, her husband's back. And he actually had a kid with I forgot her name, with Dale's wife, you know, the one that his mistress, I don't know what I'm trying to say. The girl he's fucking, he had a kid with her. Dale thinks the kid is his. It's not Dale's, it's John Redcorn's, but John Redcorn is still fucking her. But he's really madly in love with this woman. That's the thing that people don't get. Is that John Redcorn is actually madly in love with her. What is her name? So I want to get her name right. And it's like, dude, you can't. What is her name? Sorry. I want to say Nancy, but yeah, that's right. Nancy Gribble. So John Redcorn is like madly in love with Nancy Gribble. And he can't even raise his son or be with his son and be in her life because she is choosing to be with this lesser man in Dale. And who am I to call Dale a lesser man than John Redcorn? But Dale got some issues, dude. Like, he's kind of fucking crazy. He's an exterminator. He inhales those fumes, I think, a little too much, and he's crazy, right? But John Redcorn is who I relate to the most. Sleeping with somebody married is not fun. And then on top of that, the only reason I don't relate to John Redcorn is because, like, I'm not madly in love with my Nancy Gribble. I am madly in love, which I shouldn't even be talking about, but with my Nancy Gribble. Okay. So I'm really trying, right, to just like unzip my head and get her out of my head, but I can't. So I cried for 15 freaking minutes last night because of a fucking video clip that made me feel so many emotions that I was like, God damn it. Sent her a message, no response. And I just got sadder. It's Saturday. It's a Saturday for me, man. It's so sad. But, you know, I played video games until 1:30, drank some wine, had a shot of Patron, and I got out of my feelings. But golly, dude, like, it's not fun being in this position where I'm trying to move on, but I'm literally realizing that I cannot. And I saw a post last night on Reddit, and it said something to the extent of, you know, we can't continue to blame others for how we're feeling, like, you know, saying, this person hurt me, so now I'm responding this way to other people and blah, blah, blah. I highly, highly, highly disagree. Literally, because I feel like if another person is causing me to feel this way, and probably the only way for me to get out of the feelings is to have some sort of closure, a conversation, maybe something, right? But I'm being denied that. It's like I'm never gonna get out of my feelings, even though I am trying to, but I'm still stuck in that moment of, hey, I just wanna know, is there still even a possibility of a future? And even though I've been told kinda an in between, I don't want an in between. I would rather you break my heart, tell me no, that you want me dead, than to just ignore me. Like, literally, kill me. Do that. Break my heart. Like, shit. I'm so sick. This is the Vulnerable Podcast, episode 30. So just be prepared. I'm so sick because, like, after me and so-and-so departed ways, we broke up, I reached out to another ex. Really dumb, right? I know. But I was just looking for, like, a friend, you know? I wasn't trying to even fuck. We don't even live in the same state, you know what I mean? So I wasn't even trying to do none of that. And I made it very clear that, like, I'm only reaching out to you as a friend. But even though at the same time I did reach out kind of like on some, damn, I wish you never left too, because, like, now I got broken up with twice, and now it's like I'm heartbroken twice. I'm just getting shot dead ass, like, multiple times. Just bop, bop, bop. It doesn't stop. I just keep getting shot. So I was kind of in that feeling too. Like, damn, I wish we never broke up, because it's like, damn, if we never broke up, I would never have fallen so deeply for so-and-so. And then I wouldn't be feeling this way right now that I'm feeling, because it's fucking horrible. And I blame you for it in particular, but I shouldn't even blame that person for it. Like the Reddit post said, I should blame myself, right? Is that what? Oh, it's so sad. My life is so sad. But, you know, I try to just balance my chakras and stuff, but I can't. Like, literally last night I went to sleep and I had a fucking dream about so-and-so. So it's like, what am I even supposed to do? Even when I don't want to think about you, I am thinking about you. I want to go to sleep and just have a nothing dream. You know those dreams where you just go to sleep and it's pure darkness and blanked out and it's just nothingness for as far as you can see, and you wake up in 8 to 12 hours and then life goes on. I cannot have those sleeps anymore. And I'm fucking learning that it might be a side effect of antidepressants to give me vivid dreams and night sweats. And I'm having horrible sleep lately. Horrible. I was getting very good sleep at one point in my life, okay? And now even my sleep is fucking terrible. So I'm just like stuck. I'm just stuck. I'm stuck. And I promise you, I'm trying my hardest to figure it out, but there aren't enough psychology books in the world. And you know what even makes it worse, right, for me personally, is that my thought process gets looped. You know, and I'm basically trying to say that, like, when I think one thing once, it continues to play over and over and over and over and over and over again until I have to literally force myself or distract myself with literally anything in the world that might help me. Like something, there has to be some sort of attraction, a TV show, a video game, marijuana, something. I have to distract myself. That's why I had to drink last night. It's like there are some days where literally I think I just have to get blackout drunk so I can stop thinking. And then I also like that like cozy feeling you get when you drink, and it just feels like the alcohol is just giving you a nice warm hug from the inside. It's lovely. But it's bad because I know when I start drinking, I also go down that rabbit hole of depending on drinks for that reason. I'm horrible. I'm trying to, when I tell you all don't look up to me because I'm like the epitome of horrible, I am the paradigm of horrible human, like I literally am. When I actually put all of myself on a board and I look at myself, the conclusion that I come to is horrible. I might be like a demon spawn or something close or related. Literally, I think, because I thrive in the heat. I sometimes get off on being mean. And when you put me in the position to be the absolute worst version of myself, I literally prove you correct. And I show that I am the absolute worst version of myself. And then in my head, I love it. I love it. I love to be the best, to me, the best worst version of myself. If I can be the absolute worst person that I can be, but still remain at my best, then I am fine. It's so bad. It's so bad. And I can see why. I can honestly see why she might not want to talk to me anymore. Because like I project that energy. Like it's just projectile vomiting out everywhere in every direction out of every orifice. And that's the energy that is given to the world. And it's fucking crazy because, okay, it's the Vulnerable Podcast, everybody, so episode 30, you should probably stop me now, stop me before it gets bad, but no, so, okay, I'm glad I lost my train of thought, because I was about to say some stuff. Oh my fucking God, man. Do you see why I cut to commercial breaks? Oh my God. I'm so sad. That's all I want to say. I think that's why I really wanted to do this podcast today. It's just to come out and be honest about how sad I am every day. It doesn't stop. It's a loop and a cycle that just does not end. And I saw a story about a kid that he basically copied a movie. In the movie, the plot is where this kid, he goes to live in the middle of nowhere, kind of just like off doing his own thing. And a kid actually copied him, and he ended up dying. I'm gonna play a clip so you guys can hear it. Okay, so 1 second, I'm rolling a clip.
A teenager died after copying Into the Wild's lead character. Cult hit Into the Wild follows a disillusioned man who escapes modern society by venturing into the wilderness where he lives for several months. At first, it seems to be a story about hope, about finding yourself by removing all the hustle and bustle of 20th century life. Unfortunately, though, main character Christopher realizes how unforgiving nature can be, and he ultimately dies after eating a poisonous plant. In 2013, the real-life story of an Arizona teenager called Jonathan Kroom also had a tragic ending, after he took inspiration from the film and headed out into the forest. A month later, he was found dead, just 1,000 feet from his abandoned car. Kroom's father said he watched Into the Wild a lot, and attributed his desire to live in the wilderness to his broken heart, which was caused by the end of a relationship. 7.
So, you can see, right? Like, men, I read a study that basically detailed after divorce or after breakups, but I think the study was based on divorce, but after two male and a woman in this conversation, right? After a male and a woman divorce, the women usually suffers financially, but the males usually suffer emotionally. And I don't think people really pay attention to that as much as they probably should, because when you think about it, there's a lot of dudes who end up like hurting themselves, or, you know, doing some extreme thing, like going to go live in the wild because they just got broken up with, because like our emotions are so fucking unstable. And I don't think that we really realize that men have a lot of very, very unstable emotions. We don't know how to tap into them and like work them the way that I feel like women can and do. it's horrifying. It's very horrifying, because I felt that, like, I think leading up to my most recent breakup, right? Like, I was feeling that energy, like we were going to break up. I ain't gonna lie. I was. And you kind of, for me, I kind of was just getting into a mood where I just wanted to just leave flat out. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to just leave the country and just not talk to anybody, not communicate with anybody, and just like live in. I actually wanted to move to Ghana for like 6 months, maybe a year, and just live there and just start over and just figure out my life from that point on. Like, because when I think about just how much stress I get from just everyday living in America, or just everyday living in general, like, I don't want to hurt myself and just exit out of life. Like, I more or less just want to exit out of just this current situation that I'm in, these current feelings that I'm in. And I'm not going to lie, there's still a part of me that wants to take that trip and just leave, you know, for six months, 7 months, probably a year. And I'm still leaning towards it, to be honest. I'm very, very just close to just doing it, because I'm just tired. I'm really, 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 really tired a lot of times. And I just want to break. I just want to go live somewhere where I ain't got to worry about any of my bills or anything. And I just want to just separate from everything. And I know that might be bad, because like, I know I will go and I'll turn my phone off. I wouldn't contact family. I wouldn't contact anybody. So, and maybe I would, like, you know, I'll correspond probably with like my mom, but that would probably be like literally the only person that I'm connecting with here. And I think that'll be good for me. I really do. So at some point, this Be Mike podcast might be done in fucking Ghana on a laptop. And then I'll just post it from there and then just live, man. And just the way that the currency translates over there, like, I'll be a little rich motherfucker there. For a minute, you know, I might do it. I'm leaning towards it. I think I'm gonna just flip a coin on it. Literally just put my fate in the hands of a coin. So maybe I'll just work here for about 6 months, save some money, and then just go take that trip and just dip. and be gone for a while, because damn it, like, I cannot get out of my head sometimes, a lot of times, and it's so stressful because that's just all that I ask for. Like, I don't ask for anything else in this world but to just get out of my head. Get out of my head. Oh my God. And I'm just stuck in this loop, and it's kind of sickening after a while. So we'll see. Maybe I'll take that trip to Ghana and just figure out my life. Like I said, I'll flip a coin on it, and if it lands on heads, then I'm heading out. If it lands on tails, then I guess I'm gonna tuck my tail and stay here. But you know, I'll figure it out. I think a trip will be nice. Nice trip outside of the country. Just get away. Go live by the beach. Eat hella vegetarian Ghana food. And, sounds like a trip. But all right, we're approaching about 30 minutes here. I felt like I was going to talk longer today, but sorry to sad up your Saturday. It's Saturday. And I will see you all on another broadcast. Avathy Gas is a B-Mic podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to my TED Talk today. It was fun. I always, always, always enjoy doing this. And I hope everyone has a great, great, great weekend, great Sunday, great Monday. And thank you again for coming to my TED Talk. Bye.
What the dog doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.